早上好。
Have you heard the term worship wars?
你们有没有听说过这个词叫崇拜征战
？That's why people call them. It's not about worshiping idols or worshiping God.
就是尽管是这样说，这个并不是讲就是关于崇拜偶像或崇拜其他的神的征战。
This has split more American churches at the close of the 20th century than any other issue.
这个就是在美国就是二十世纪的教会就是使教会分裂，这个问题是比其他的问题严重。
It's waning, but it's not over.
现在就是不那么严重了，但是并没有结束。
Worship wars describe the battle of worship style.
崇拜的征战是讲这个崇拜的方式。
What will the church use for singing? Should we sing hymns or contemporary songs?
比如说教会我们在唱圣诗的时候，我们是唱什么？比如说是唱传统的那个圣诗呢，还是唱现代的歌曲
？Should we have chairs or pews?Should people shout "Amen" after every sentence?
我们是要这样椅子呢，还是要就以前那个那种传统教会那种排椅？就而且就说每个唱完了以后，大家是不是都要说要喊出来，要喊阿门
？Should we play the organ or should we bring in drums and guitar?
我们是要弹管风琴呢，还是要可以敲鼓或者是弹吉他？
How fast should our music be? Should we dance and clap, or should we bow down in reverence?
我们的音乐节奏应该有多快呢？我们是应该就是一边跳舞一边拍手呢，还是我们应该弯下头来敬拜
？Worship wars has divided the church.
崇拜的战争导致社会教会分裂。
They've caused pastors and staff to be fired. They pitted Christians against Christians.
他们就是导致了牧师和那个教会工作人员被解雇，然后就是让基督徒们互相之间有
source of dissension, discouragement, disengagement, and depression.
所以他也是就是像这个一些争议大家一些沮丧，或者是就是脱离教会的这个根源。
The many sides of this war all have made errors and all probably have many good points.
这个崇拜战争的多方面，他们各个方面都是有错误的，但是他们也有可取之处。
Today, I will briefly touch about worship style, but I won't be able to resolve your questions of what kind of music, what kind of style we'll have.
今天我就会简单的讲一下这个崇拜的方式，但是我不会讲就是我们应该就是选择哪样的方式
Today's passage deals with something more basic. What is the attitude or the posture behind worship?
今天讲的就是非常基本的，就是说我们崇拜的应该有哪样态度，用哪样的姿势。
A few weeks ago, we talked about the idea that Paul gave instructions to the church to pray for all, especially the kings and those in authority, so that people may come to know the Lord.
前面我讲过，就是保罗给教会的教导，就是说我们要为所有的人祷告，尤其是对那个君王和那个在位的那些人。
Having covered the motivation for public prayer, Paul now discusses with Timothy what's the posture of prayer in worship.
所以他讲完了就是那个在公共祷告的这个动机之后，他又跟那个提摩太讲到，就是祷告和崇拜的这个应该是采用哪样的动作。
You see in this paragraph, verses 8 to 10, one command for men followed by a command for women, connected with the word likewise.
所以在这个第八到第十节中，我们看到这个经文就是讲就是保罗给大家的那个教导，有第八节讲的是给男人的，后面讲的是给女人的。
Paul here is addressing men, likely because in the church, men have a particularly difficult time obeying these commands.
这里保罗讲给男人讲的这些要求，是因为可能就是在当时那个男人就是有这方面是有问题，就是他们比较难。
Verse 9 and 10, he's addressing women because likely women have more trouble dealing with these commands.
所以第九到第十节讲给女人讲的，是因为女人在那个方面比较有问题。
But when you look at verses 11 through 15, you'll see he's addressing very specifically women only. And we'll get to that in the future.
但你看到第十五节的时候，你就会看到他那一节主要讲的是给女人讲的，但是我们以后再讲。
But for today's verses, even though verse 8 appeal mostly to men, verses 9 and 10 appeal mostly to women, they're both important for both genders.
所以今天讲的，尽管第八节讲的是给男人的，第九和第十给女人，但是你要看到一起呢，实际上是对男人女人都是适合的。
Therefore, I want men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger.Or disputing.
我愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
In those days, the posture of prayer was hands lifted up.
在当时那个年代祷告的姿势是要把双手举起来。
Jews, Christians, pagans all prayed this way.
犹太人基督和基督徒和那些信其他神的那些人，大家都是这样来祷告。
And the phrase in every place probably deals with the idea in every church. This is how you pray.
所以呢，而且就是说，他讲的这个每个地方上，就是在每一个教会，大家都是这样祷告。
And similar to lifting hands up today, we normally bow with our heads down and our hands clasped and our eyes closed.
就是也是跟就是现在，比如说我们是低头祷告，或者是把那个手合起来祷告是一样的。
John Stott says this, whether we stand, sit, bow down, kneel, or fall on our faces, and whether our hands are lifted, spread, folded, clasped, clapping, or waving, all matters of little consequence. Although we may be inclined to agree that the slouching position of the body, all is supposed to be praying, is an abomination to the Lord.
其实有一个人叫约翰，斯塔特他是这么说，我们祷告的时候，不管我们是站着坐着鞠躬跪着，或者是趴下，就是还是我们的手是抬起来的，张开的，合着的，或者是握着，或者是拍手，或者是晃，这都是没有很大关系。尽管我们就是尽管是这样，但是我们都是同意，就是说我们不应该就是这样不直，就是弯着身体，这样勾勒着身体，因为那个这样的祷告的话，就是在神看是厌恶的。
To some extent, our posture matters.
就是在某种意义上讲，这个姿势是还是有关系的。
If we're singing this morning, and the person next to you is dancing, he's communicating something about how he worships God.
比如说我们今天早上唱在唱诗的时候，如果你旁边有人一边唱一边跳，那么实际上他就是在跟神在有一个有一种交通。
所以 joyfulness, just as David did when he praises God, dancing and singing.
所以这个可能就是一种喜悦，就像大卫当时他一边跳一边唱一边跳。
What if he's dancing without any reflection or reverence toward God?
但是如果要是他这种跳舞就是对没有着对神的那种敬畏的话，那是什么样呢？
If we're singing hymn that's reflective of our sin,
比如说如果我们的圣诗是对忧愁的一种反应，
and this hymn talks about the depths of our sin, the separation of us from God, and this guy next to you is dancing in a way to draw attention to himselHe's not worshiping God in the right posture.
比如说这个圣诗讲的是我们的哀伤，我们的罪，那么你旁边这个人，他在唱歌的唱诗的时候在跳舞，实际上他就是在把注意力吸引到他自己，而并不是在崇敬神。
If during a sermon someone's playing on their cell phone rather than paying attention to God,
比如说在讲道的时候有一个人在玩他的手机，而没有就是注意这个讲道。
His posture communicates that he's not worshiping God.
所以他的这个崇拜的这种姿势就是并不是来敬拜神。
In our worship, in our prayers, we must have a posture of humility humbleness when we come before God.
所以在我们祷告和崇拜的时候，我们一定要有一个谦卑的姿势。
But it's not just outward appearances. Someone could look like they're praying, but their heart could be far from God.
但是呢，并不是说就只是这种表面的这种现象。有的人可能看起来好像是在玩手机，但实际上他并不是。
Oh no! When we're praying, people could have the right posture. They could be kneeling down.They got their hands folded, but their heart could still be far from God.
比如说他们祷告时可能是在跪着，然后手在握起来，但是他心里头并没有在崇拜神。
The requirement is not just hands lifted up. The requirement is holiness.
就是这里面的要求，并不是说你表面要做什么，而是说你的要圣洁。
And in some ways, holiness is the one quality of God that is God. There are many qualities of God. Love. God is merciful. God is just. God is good. But above all those, God is intrinsically holy.
所以就是就神有好多的那个方面，但是好多的特征，但是最高的就是要圣洁。
Yeah, it's not even the highest. It's the basic of who he is.
这也是就是最基本的就是神。神的最基本的要求就是圣洁。
The Bible emphasizes that God is holy.
圣经强调神是圣洁的。
And this is man's fundamental problem.
所以这也是人最基本的问题。
When we face holiness, we desire to come close to God. We desire to come to holiness.
当我们就是其实面对圣洁的时候，我们希望来接近神，然后我们是希望接近圣洁。
In a sense, this is our ultimate purpose in life, to come to the presence of a holy God.
所以从某种意义上讲，这个就是我们生活的目的，就是我们要做圣洁。
But holiness is also what we fear greatly.
圣洁呢，也就是说也表示我们要We fear the
fear.
我们也敬畏神 Is that what, sir?
It's a reverent holiness, but it's also a holiness that says sinful men cannot come before God as we are.
所以呢，就是圣洁，也就是我们这些有罪的人，我们也就是不能来到神的面前。
Holiness means to be set apart.
圣洁就是表示要分开。
And in a way, when we say something's holy.We say this is something that's set apart for God, something that belongs to God.
就是比如说我们说圣洁呢，实际上就是说是把我们分开，就是使我们人和神是不一样的。
God is holy in a way that nothing else is.
因为神是圣洁的，就是任何事情、任何人都做不到。
He's the one that created everything. He's nothing like what is created.
他是创造一切的主和那个所被造物是不一样的。
Things are holy or set apart if they belong to God or are devoted to God.
所以其实圣洁的就是分开的，就是把就它就是属于神的。
The temple is holy; it belongs to God. The Bible is holy because it's a word of God.
比如说这个殿是就是分开来属于神的，这样是就是圣洁的。比如说神的殿是神的殿是分开来是属于神的，所以是圣洁的。那么圣经呢是属于神的，所以也是圣洁的。
Christians, we're holy, we're saints, because we're set apart for God. We belong to Him.
基督徒我们是圣洁，是因为我们是属于神的。
And because things are set apart, they're different than the rest of creation.
因为因为这个，我们和其他事情分开，所以我们就和其他被造物是不一样的。
So holiness also has a moral and ethical aspect to it. God, who is holy, hates sin.
圣洁呢，就是也是和其他的那个道德和伦理方面就是也不一样比如说神是圣洁的，神就是记恨罪。
Those who are set apart for holiness.Things set apart for holiness must not be tainted with the world.
所以那些被分开成为圣洁的东西一定要不能被
If you have your Bibles, go to Isaiah chapter 6.
所以你要有圣，你有你带拿圣经的话，请你打开到翻到第六章。
Is he here? Isaiah is being called by God.
所以在这里就以赛亚被被神呼召。
He sees the Lord, the mighty King, sitting upon the throne.
他看到主就是圣洁的神坐在宝座上。
And above the throne was seraphim, angels were flying.
然后在这个宝座上有那个最高的天使在飞。
These angels had six wings.
这些天使有六个翅膀。
Only two were flying.
但是只有两个在飞。
So the other two were covering their faces and feet because they were standing in the presence of a holy God.
另外那个翅膀就是两个遮住手，两个遮住脚。
There's something awesome about this image.
就是这个图画是非常让人敬畏的。
Angels who are without sin, angels who are created to be in the presence of God, have to cover their faces and have to cover their feet to be in the presence of God. There is none like God.
所以就是这些天使们，他们是是被创造他们是没有罪的，而且他们就是专门是在造出来是在神的面前的。可是尽管他们还要把脸和手脚来。挡住。
And what do they cry? What do they declare? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
这些天使们他们在宣称什么呢？他们在讲圣洁，圣洁万军之耶和华。
At the sound of these angelic praises, the whole temple shook. It's like if there were an earthquake and was filled with smoke.
所以就是在他们这个天使的祷告中，这个圣殿就是在震动。
What would you do if you saw this?
你如果看到这个画面，你会做什么？
How many of you would be tempted to walk up to God?
你们中有多少人会就是觉得你应该往前走到神的面前？
You see the beauty of God, you just want to rush toward God.
你看到神的美，你就想冲上去。
No, right? Only fools will rush in where angels fear to tread.
不会的吧？所以只有傻瓜才会就是冲到那个连天使都害怕的地方。
Look at what the prophet Isaiah, look at his response.
我们看看这个以赛亚是怎么反应的。
When he faces the presence of God, he realizes that he is not holy.
当他看到神的时候，他就认识到他自己不是圣洁的。
I mean, this was a prophet called from God, is a holy person. He realizes he's not holy.
看到就是这个他本身是个先知，但是他也认识到他自己不是圣洁的。
He says, woe to me. Worth me.
所以他说我有祸，有祸了，对吧？
I'm ruined.
他说我要毁了，我要毁灭。
King James Version translated this with the image of someone being undone, taken apart.
就是King James 詹姆斯王的那 King James 那个版本，他就把那个要毁灭就翻译解释成就是被拆开了分。
It's like our lives are falling apart in the presence of God. God sees right through us.
就好像你的这个谎言在神的面前就是全都分开了。
We think we have everything put together in our lives.
我们认为就是我们生活中所有的东西都是well put together.
Well put together, yeah.
I know. 就是好像什么都是很有秩序的，都是。
We have a family, we have a career, we have friends.
就比如说我们有家庭，我们有一个工作，我们有朋友。
We have decent health, we have the respect of our peers. And Isaiah had all that.
我们有健康也很好，我们的同事也很尊敬我们。以赛亚他当时也都有这一切。
In the presence of God.He becomes undone.
可是，在那个神的面前，他就是忽然间，就是实际上这一切都不存在。
In this vision, God hasn't even said anything yet. God hasn't condemned Isaiah of sin because of God's presence. Isaiah realizes this.
实际上就是神还什么一句话都没有说，但是以赛亚他自己就认识到。
This is holy fear.
所以这个就是那种。
And this is what happens.When we come to a present God, we sense His holiness. We realize we're undone.
所以就是这就是那种很充满了圣洁的那种敬畏，就是我们来到神的面前，因为有他的圣洁，我们就认识到我们自己的不足，所以一切就都一切就都毁坏了。
Some of you have been trained in this Acts model prayer: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Some people use this prayer, this model, to help them pray. The first is adoration. Adoration.
所以有人比如说用这个用这个方式来祷告，比如说第一步就是要崇拜。
The first thing we do when we come to worship is to adore God, to worship God as He is.
比如说我们的祷告的第一步就是我们先来到神的面前来崇拜他。
Is confession of our sins.
第二步就是要忏悔我们的罪。
And this makes sense. When we adore God the Father, we see God as who He really is.
这个也是有道理的，因为我们看到神，我们知道我们神是我们的父，然后因为他的圣洁，我们也看到我们自己的罪。
When we see God as He is, our sins are exposed.
但是我们看到神的话，我们自己的罪也就被暴露出来。
There's no way to see God as who He is without realizing that we are sinful, that we are undone.
所以就是不可能的。当我们看到神是什么样的时候，我们认识不到我们自己的罪。
And this leads to confession.
所以这就会下一步就是带我们到祷告忏悔。
As Isaiah does, we confess that we're sinful men in the presence of a holy God, a holy and powerful, mighty God.
所以就像以赛亚一样，在神的面前，我们都是罪人。
Now, do you think Isaiah standing in the temple has a very casual attitude toward God?
所以你会觉得以赛亚在神的殿中是就是一种很随便的态度吗？
I can't imagine that he was very casual toward God.
我不会想象他就是很随随便便的。
He's by checking himself to make sure he's okay, and he realizes he's undone. He falls down the ground.
而他不是很随便的，他确实就是看看他自己，是不是是不是各方面都做得很好？但是他来到神的面前，他就一切都就是
So how do we come to church?
所以你来教会你是怎么样来到教会？
You just casually walk in.
你就是随随便便的走进来吗？
You casually dress.
也是随随便便的着装。
But heart is casual. We're here.
你的心里头也很随便吗？
Let me come,
就是因为我们在这里。
Let me come and worship this God this morning, and then I got other things to do. I may need to take off early.
比如说就是让我今天来到来教会来敬拜神，然后那个我可能就一会儿就去，还有别的事情。
It's okay to wander in late. God understands.
我们来晚了也没关系，因为神会理解的。
I want to sing songs of praise because it makes me feel good. But I don't want to do the hard work of listening to sermons trying to understand what God is saying.
比如说，我想来听这个圣诗，因为那个。我喜欢听这些音乐，但是我不需要听那个讲道。
Maybe I can come late. God will wait for me to show up.
也许我可以就是晚点来，因为神可能会等我。
And in some ways, we treat church, we treat coming to God as more casual than we go to work or go to school.
就是在某些方面，我们那个对来教会崇拜，就是我们。把它看得比较轻，就是和我们去工作或者去上学来相比的话。
You fear your teachers, you fear your bosses more than you fear God.
比如说，你比较怕你的老师，怕你的老板，要胜过于怕神。
It's easier to find a conflict in your life that conflicts with church or prayer meeting than with other activities you feel like you must do.
比如说，又很容易就是在你会找到你生活中有其他的那些，比如说时间上的冲突就是这样的话，你就不用就是你不来
church, I'm not talking about let's take attendance who comes to church, who's on time every week, who leaves early. I'm talking about what God's saying. He looks at our heart.
我不是说要看看，就是来点名查一查每天就是谁来谁不来，谁早到或者晚到。我就是说讲到你你的心里面是不是要来。
If God is looking for holy hands lifted up in prayer, we need to take God seriously.
所以就是我们来到神的殿中来敬拜神，我们要我们要非常认真。
We need to take prayer and worship seriously.
我们要把祷告和崇拜认真的对待。
Isaiah is cleansed symbolically by the burning of the coal in this vision. The angel takes the coal from the altar, puts it on Isaiah's lips.
天使拿着这个炭煤放到以赛亚的嘴上，就是以形式这种形式把它洁净了。
And the idea is this, that the coal burns away the unholy and leaves us holy, usable for God.
所以就是这个就是一个象征，就是说这个燃烧的这个煤把这个不圣洁的东西给烧没了，所以这样的话以赛亚就是圣洁了。
And in reality Jesus is the one that cleanses us, and we know that.
就是在对我们来讲，就是实际的是耶稣他洗净了我们。
But let's not mock Jesus by coming to worship and to prayer with pride being steeped into our sin, in your sins.
所以就是我们不要就是也是就是很轻视就是耶稣这样，就是我们来崇拜来祷告，然后就是带着我们自己的骄傲，然后带着我们那个自己的罪。
The verse is without anger and quarreling.
这一节讲的就是讲是没有愤怒，没有争论。
And Jesus teaches this, right? Therefore, if you offer your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift.
所以他是这样讲，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
As we lift holy hands, they must not be stained with sins against God or against our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以，当我们举起我们的手的时候，我们的手就是不要被就是我们和兄弟之间的这个有争吵、愤怒来玷污。
The sin of anger and dissension.Division is found more frequently in men than women, but it's not lacking in women.
就是这种愤怒和争论在弟兄们之间就是比较常见，但并不是说在姐妹们中没有。
In men, because of a direct correlation to violence, the staining of holy hands, but women are also warned about division.
所以在这个弟兄们中，就是他们就是可能会导致一些暴力，但是在这个妇女中呢，就是这种争端也会有导致分歧。
In fact, Paul calls out two of his co-workers in Philippians about that they need to agree in the Lord to get rid of divisions and agree in the Lord.
所以保罗在那个就是呼吁，就是他的那个这个会众，就是让大家就是达成一致来敬拜神。
Anger and dissension is a sign that we're not lifting holy hands to God.
愤怒和这个争端就是不是我们来敬拜神的正确的方式。
Now Paul turns his attention to women.
所以在这里呢，保罗就把那个注意力转向妇女们。
And in this case, Modesty is a problem that men have, but women tend to struggle more with, to a different degree.
就是他讲到这个廉耻，就是尽管男人有，就是女人呢也有是在这方面就可能就是比较更多一些。
So he uses the word likewise, verse 9, likewise also that women should adorn themselves.
比如说这里在讲就是就是这个就是也同样，就是同样妇女也应该。
The NIV translates likewise as I also want, because they look at verse 8 and say I also want. So I want and I also want. But I think likewise has a bigger scope.
就是一个是用也是，一个翻译用同样，但是我觉得就是这个也是这个好像是更翻得更好。
So this likewise is more than Paul's desire. The likewise has to do with worship. All women worship is how they adorn themselves also.
这个同样这个词就是讲是怎么来敬拜神。
Just like men are to lift holy hands in prayer, women in worship must do these things.
比如说就是男人应该举起手来崇拜神，同样女人也应该这样子。
We can talk about modesty for a long time. How do you dress modestly?
我们可以讲这个廉耻，可以花很长时间来讲，就是你怎么来穿装才能做到廉耻。
And a lot of Bible colleges do this. They will say, here's some, every year they'll revise the women's dress code.
有好些这个就是圣经学院也在讲这个，是每一年他们可能都是讲这个穿着衣装的那个应该是怎么做。
Some measure dresses, right? How high can they go up? Do they come to a knee when you walk, when you sit? Necklines.
比如说就是有一些比如说规定就是说这个裙子和应该是比如说应该多长是在是站着的时候应该是在膝盖那上面呢走和坐的时候应该是怎么样的呢就是还有领子应该有多低
midriffs I guess or stomach to be covered at all times And all sorts of stuff, right? What kind of shorts you can wear, no spandex, and then you're exercising, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, earrings
is appropriate, but not more than two per year, and not no other piercings, at least in this Bible college.
耳环可以了,但是每个耳朵上不能有两个, 然后,
no tattoos.
没有身上没有纹身
You can dye your hair as long as it's a natural color
你可以染头发只要是属于自然的颜色
so white would be a natural color You can dye your hair white You can't dye your hair blue Because that's not a natural hair color
比如说你可以把你头发染成白的 因为白是自然的 但你不能染成蓝色的
So this college also has additional dress code For evenings and classrooms That are different more than this
这个学院还有就是在晚上的衣服，就是对晚上的衣服上和上课的，还有什么一些活动，就是各个样样都有规定。
And they had to revise this almost every year.
他们每年而且都这个都要有修改。
Because modest, the standard modesty in some ways goes with our culture.
因为就是这种端庄的这种标准呢，就是是在变化的。
In the New Testament times, it was improper for women. Married to have hair that's uncovered.
在新约中，比如说对那个已婚妇女，就是他们的头发一定要盖上的。And
that's why there's some passages in the New Testament that it's hard for us to figure out why would women's hair be covered, and we don't know that because the standards of modesty have changed by culture in some ways.
所以就是也就是在这个有些经文讲为什么讲有些有的经文讲到女人的头发要被女人要戴那个什么头罩要把脸遮起来。
If you look at the Middle East and Near East today, Muslims as well as Christians cover their heads for modesty.
但你看呢，就是今天当今的那个在中东那些有些国家，好多那个妇女也是脸上都戴一脑袋上会戴一个纱巾来。
This passage is not primarily talking about controlling the lust of men by how women dress.
这一段并不是要讲就是怎么来就控制男人的那种心，所以就是来要求女人怎么来穿着。
It's not telling the church, look, Have your girls dress this way so the boys won't lust after them.
他并不是讲说让这些女孩子们都这样穿，所以男孩子们不要被分心。
They will cause the boys to stumble if they wear this or that.
因为女孩子如果要这样穿的话，你可能就会使某些男孩子跌倒。
Other passages do speak of that danger.
有些经文会讲到这方面的危险。
But the focus of this passage is on how to be presentable when we're worshiping God.
但是这份经文它讲的中心就是我们应该怎么来。穿装这样的，我们来敬拜神的时候应该是怎么样穿装
？Just like men are to be presentable by being holy, lifting holy hands up without anger or division, women are to be godly by doing good works, not by their expensive apparels.
就像男人他们来崇拜和祷告的时候，他们要举起手，女人就是也是他们要要做要行善事，而不是要就是穿那些华丽的服装。
And this passage is not calling women to be frumpy or just like whatever.
这个经文并不是讲就是让妇女们就是随便穿什么都可以。
This passage is about the idea that true worship comes from the heart.
这个经文讲的是就是说你是要用你的心来敬拜神。
And that's reflecting how we present ourselves.
所以这个就是表现在我们是怎么来穿。
Do not depend on costly apparel to make yourselves presentable, but depend on godliness with good works.
就是不要靠穿着就是很华丽贵重的衣装而是要靠你是就是做你的善事来敬拜神。
The word here adorn is the translation from the Greek word cosmeo.
这里面就是你打扮这个字是从希腊文里头那个就是像叫化妆品来的。
This is where we get the English word cosmetic from.
所以就是这也就是那个英文那个化妆品是从这儿来的。
It is also related to the word cosmic, meaning universe.
它也是跟这个就是宇那叫什么宇宙的这个。
The original idea is that this apparel cosmo is orderly. The universe is orderly. Things happen based on natural law.
这个词的词就是词根就是讲就是要有秩序的，因为宇宙是有秩序的。
So we are to put our appearances in order.
我们就是要把我们的打扮就是都打扮到就是整整齐齐的。
And that's what cosmetics do, right? It brings order to our body, to our faces.
这也就是这个化妆品做什么，就是把我们就是打扮得很整齐。
So the question is not whether we should adorn ourselves, but how do we adorn ourselves?
所以呢，这个
how do we order ourselves?
所以这个问题不是说我们是不是要打扮我们自己，而是怎么样
？What kind of cosmetic?
或者是
acceptable for the Christian woman?
或者是就是什么样的化妆品对基督徒姐妹们是适合的
？One option is costly apparel.
有一个选择就是说是很贵重的衣服。
And this is a problem in the social structure of the first century as well as the social structure in the 21st century.
所以这个也就是在第一世纪的那个社会结构和现在二十一世纪的社会结构都是这样的。
We're mostly Chinese, so we understand the appeal for brand names.
我们就是好多中国人，我们都知道这个牌子对品牌这个重要。
And shopping for luxury items.
比如说，我们会去买那些很贵重的物品。
One study found that 82% Chinese travelers, for 82% Chinese travelers, shopping was a crucial part of the travel plans.
有一个
we go somewhere we shop.
有一个研究就是讲，就是这些中国旅游人，就是80%对他们来说去买东西都是那个。他们旅游的一个重要目的之一。
And this is why the personal luxury industry is a $275 billion industry.
这也就是说，为什么就是像这个就是这个卖贵重品的这些东西在那个和旅游业相连的这些是一个很就是很兴旺的一个产业。
Wealth was as a status symbol was in the early church. James addresses this.
就是这个这个财富就是也是当时被那个雅各也讲的也讲过这个问题。
Suppose a man comes to your meeting wearing gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man is filthy old clothes comes in. If you show special attention to a man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," and say to a poor man, "You stand there or sit at the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated against yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
这雅各是这样讲说，若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里或坐在我脚凳下边，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
It's easy to judge people by their wealth, by what they wear.
所以就是很容易就是来判断一个人看他的那个有的财富或者看他穿着怎么样。
And braided hair, Paul's talking about very elaborate, elegant hairstyles that the Romans used to wear.
这个就是保罗讲的编的头发就是一种就是很就是很复杂的那种编的头发。
It's not a simple braid. It's this elaborate braid that only the young, wealthy, and the beautiful would keep.
所以它并不是一种就很简单的这个编头发，是一种就是，真是就是很复杂的，都是在那个就是有钱的那种年轻人或者很有钱的人才这样子。
Women are not to be attractive in the church by what they wear, not by their fancy braids, and not by costly jewelry, but by the good deeds fitting for women of faith.
所以就是女人就是不应该是被她们就是穿什么样或者或者是做什么样的法事来吸引，而是要就是要做那个而是按她们是做哪些善事和她们的信心靠这方面来有吸引人的。
Now the woman that Paul describes here.It's very similar to one that is described in Proverbs 31.
所以这里保罗描述的妇女就是很跟那个箴言中三十一节像描述的很像。
In Proverbs 31, the queen is teaching her son what kind of wife he should look for.
在箴言三十一中，这个女王在教她的儿子来怎么样来选妻子。
In many ways, yeah.They find that this is an ideal woman the Bible talks about.
在好多方面，这个就是讲这个就是一个理想的女人。
A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth more, far more than rubies.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值胜过珍珠。
This woman is trustworthy, hardworking. She provides for her family.
这个是这个女人呢，她就是是值得信任的，而且很肯于工作，她为她的家庭服务。
She can manage a business. She cares for the poor. She supports her husband.
她可以来经管一个商业照顾穷人而且支持她的丈夫。
She's full of wisdom and she's praised by all.
她有智慧，而且得众人的称赞。
And the capstone of this section is found in verse 30.
所以而且就是最后的总结是在第三十节之
下。Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
God is not opposed to beauty, but God is looking for true beauty, not the fleeting beauty of youth.Or the concealing beauty of wealth and cosmetics.
神并不是反对美丽，神而是就是要需要有真正的美丽，不是那种就是年轻一世而过，或者是靠着财富和那个化妆品来造成的美丽。
True beauty is one who fears the Lord.
真正的美是是那个。敬畏神的人。
Remember what God says to when he's looking for King David. He says, people look at the outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart.
比如说为什么 在 Samuel Summer 有的是这样讲，就是人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
And Christian modesty is not really about short skirts or tattoos or whatever.
基督徒的这个端庄，并不是讲关于你是穿短裤还是穿裙子，或者有没有纹身。
Christian modesty has to do with how we present ourselves in public worship.
基督徒讲的这个端庄是跟就是讲的是我们在在祷告，在参加教会这些服事活动，我们是怎么样来
？Well, not just in church, but everywhere in public.
也不只是在车市，不只是在教会，是就是你在公共场所。
How do we want people to notice us?
我们怎么样希望人们怎么来注意我们
？Or trendy dresses?
比如说我们穿时髦的衣服。
Or nose piercings?
鼻子上有扎。
Or designer purses?
或者是或者是拿一个就是有品牌的包包。
No, modesty is about worship. Worship of a faithful woman, men and women, but for good works.
这里讲的端庄是讲的是是讲崇拜
Do not flaunt trendiness, temporal wealth, beauty. Put your display in godly character.
不是要
play yourself with godly character,
而不是要炫耀你的就是你的财富或者你的那个你的美貌，而是要显示你的你的就是有圣洁的那一方面。
We're God's workmanship.
我们是神的创造物。
Saints set apart, holy ones, holy to God.
我们就是是被。我们是被分开，是被是作为圣洁的。
We're on display for all creation to see.
我们是给所有的创造物来看的。
We the church is the bride of Christ.
我们教会是是基督的新娘。
Should we not be ready to wear these white gowns that God gives us? The white gowns presenting good works that come with holiness.
我们难道不应该准备好来穿这个白色的衣服
？How will we meet our Lord and Savior？
我们怎么来我们怎么来面对我们的主，我们的救主
？Paul argues that let the holy hands in worship in our prayers。
保罗讲是让我们举起我们圣洁的手来祷告。
Let us be modest in how we dress, not with fleeting beauty。But with goodness, character.
所以就是让我们要有适当，让我们穿衣服的时候有适当，而不是要显示我们的那个美和财富。
Let me end with this. This is how the church is described in Revelation.
所以这个就是讲让我用这个来做结束语。这个就是启示录里面所讲的。
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like the loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts.God's holy people.
我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神、全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。因为羊羔娶婚的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。”就蒙恩德穿光明圣洁的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。